Among the participants at the 13th Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops on the new evangelization are 10 representatives elected by the Union of Superiors General of Men's Religious Orders. One of them is Father Gregory Gay, Superior General of the Congregation of the Mission, or the Vincentians. He spoke to Charles Collins about the new evangelization.
First of all, I mean, we discussed this in one of our semester meetings of the Union of Superior Generals, and really we ask ourselves the question, well, what's new? I mean, we continue to do what we've always done. Usually religious communities are on the frontier and in the places where evangelization is taking place for the first time, and then we begin to build on that first evangelization by way of our parishes, different institutions like schools, and in the healthcare issues and things of that sort. So for us, what's new about it? Well, I think we've heard from the floor an encouragement to continue to move forward and to be present, to do what we've always done. And one of those things is to form our laity, and in order that they too might have a deeper participation in their own baptismal promises by sharing the word of the Lord with others. So what's new about it? Well, perhaps an encouragement to look at what we're doing now and how we might better improve that in some of our methods or our fervor, as Blessed John Paul asked, that the evangelization be new in its ardor and its methods. And so,
you've worked a lot in Latin America. This is one of the areas people talk about. Traditionally Catholic, but traditionally not very many priests.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many people are joining different Christian denominations. Many people are just falling away from the practice of their faith in general. What are some of the problems that you see happening in Latin America, and do you think that these problems are being addressed by the bishops?
Well, before we get into problems, let me go back a little bit. And for me, it was when I was a seminary and I had the opportunity to go to Latin America and participate in one of our missions. And I remember coming away from that experience of 3 months saying, this is the church I want to belong to. It's a church that took seriously the documents of Vatican II, which we're celebrating 50 years now, and tried to implement it or enculturate them into the times and places and reality of Latin America, beginning with the document of Medellin, and then there was Puebla and Santo Domingo, and one that's most often commented upon by the bishops in Latin America here at the Synod now is Aparecida. And so I think there's always been a dynamism about the church in Latin America and a good participation on the part of the laity. And there's been an influx, as you mentioned, over the years of lots of sects. I wouldn't even call them Christian denominations, but I consider them to be sects. And they don't speak about an integration or a union with the church, more or less. They talk down different churches, especially the Catholic Church, and are interested in promising people well-being and comfort and a good life in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So when you're poor and you're down and you're out, that's what you want. You want a better life. And maybe perhaps the world we live in is so focused on better life, meaning a better material life, and that's what attracts them to a lot of these. Others may say that part of the problem has been we've grown tired in the service that we've provided for the people. I think that's some of the criticisms that we might hear from religious life, that we're growing old and there's in many places there's less vocations. I would say that's true for a number of women religious communities. And yet in other places, there's life, there's dynamism. There's also the presence of a very active Catholic lay movements. And the charismatic movement, for example, is very strong in Latin America. It needs good orientation and does great work when it has good orientation, and then the bishops are close to it, and the priests are orienting. And but I've been in situations too where sometimes they stray from the reality of the Catholic Church. They become almost elitist, and then from elitist they separate from the Church.